Well, the question is, before we go into the sikha, the question is, that we all know the Rebbe says galus and gulus two separate entities, and the Rebbe is telling us to live with the gulus. So the Rebbe asks in many sikhas, how can he tell us to live with gula? Galus and gula are two separate entities, the opposite entities. So how can, when we in Zman HaGalus, how can we live with the gula? So Rebbe, the answer is what? That there's an aleph which is above galus and gula, and this aleph we can bring into Zman HaGalus, and we bring into Zman HaGalus, we transform galus into gula. So I'm asking you, what is this aleph? Because gilei lekus, what we're going to have by the gula? We're going to have all gilei lekus. So this, why is this aleph not part of the gula? The question is, we cannot bring in the gula into Zman HaGalus. So what is this aleph? Why it would it be not? Why is this aleph not part of the gula? Why is this aleph other different than everything else of the gula? That the gula we cannot bring into the, we cannot connect gula to galus, but this aleph we can bring into galus. Why is it different than the rest of the gula, this aleph? Okay, so the answer is like this. This aleph is, it is the Eibishter as is above galus and gula. This Eibishter as is above galus and gula, the only way we can find out about this Eibishter, identify with this Eibishter, is only in Zman HaGalus. The question is, if this Eibishter we can only identify with him in Zman HaGalus, so what's going to happen in Zman HaGula? We're not going to have this Aleph, this Eibishter. The answer is, the only reason why we're going to have this Aleph in Zman HaGula is because we're going to reflect back to Zman HaGalus, and we go by reflecting back to the Zman HaGalus, we are going to have this Aleph in Zman HaGula. In other words, it's going to be there in Zman HaGalus only because also it's going to be there, this Aleph in Zman HaGula, only because we're going to reflect back to Zman HaGalus. Do you hear that? Right? So let me just put it in simpler words. Do you hear what it means? What is the Aleph? The Aleph means, what the Aleph is, what did we say? Gula is everything goes according to the Eibishter's plan, right? Everything is, we don't ever, it's hard to do anything wrong. If when everything is going according to Eibishter's plan, you do not have the full Eibishter. Why don't you have the full Eibishter? Because the Eibishter is not only consistent when everything is going according to his plan, the Eibishter's b'shleimus also when things don't go according to his plan. Also when there's opposition, the Eibishter affects everything and everything goes according to the Eibishter. In Zman HaGalus, in Zman HaGula, when everything is going according to the plan, you can't see the full greatness of the Eibishter. Why? You cannot see how the opposition is overcome by the Eibishter. You cannot see how the opposition is affected by the Eibishter. When can you see the full shleimus, the etzem of the Eibishter, the etzem? The etzim, which is above Giluyim, when can you see the etzim is only Zman HaGalus, when there is opposition, and then the opposition is transformed to come along with the Eibishter, to go along with the Eibishter. That is when you see the etzim of the Eibishter, which is above everything. So when do you see it? Only Zman HaGalus. In Zman HaGalus, when everything is going to go according to plan, going to go to Eibishter. We are going to remember that, how did we make this Galus? How do we get to this Galus? Because, how do we get to this gula? Why? Because when we in galus, there was all opposition, and we overcame this opposition. We transformed this opposition. So now everything is going to plan. Why? According to the plan. And now this gula, everything is going according to the Eibishter. Why is everything going according to the Eibishter now? Only because we overcame the opposition in Zman HaGalus. So in Zman HaGula, we are always going to remember our ability to bring the gula, and that is where we're going to have the aleph. The aleph in Zman HaGula is only going to be an extension of what we did in Zman HaGalus, and that is why, where is this aleph? When you have the letters of gula, galus, and gula, where is the aleph? The aleph doesn't come the first letter of gula. The aleph is the second letter of gula, right? What does that mean? That what is gula is? Gula is galus. In that galus, there's an aleph. That aleph is not in the beginning. No, it's a second letter. I mean, why? Because gula is mainly, what are the driving force behind gula is galus. How? Galus is the driving force. In galus, we bring the aleph. We bring the aleph, you have gula. right? So that is, so this Aleph actually is identified only as Man HaGolus, and the reason why it's there in Gula is only in credit of the Golus. Okay? Fine. Now, if so, if we say, what? No, we're going to come to this sikha.
That's
a
different sikha, right?
No, I'm bringing it in because I want to bring out a certain point from this sikha, which is going to be very helpful with this, which I find it to be very important. I want to bring it out. Yeah. So now, if we say that the Aleph is only Zman HaGolus, so Lecheira, Yidden been in Golus for a long time. So Yidden were always bringing in this Aleph, like you just said before, right? So it's not really related to our day today. So now we're going to see from this sikha the difference why we today have the real avoda bringing the Aleph, which was never there before. Okay? So this is what we're going to see right now. So now here we go to the sikha. So like line 6-7, right? So the Rebbe says here, the Rebbe says that Gula, Boyal Pare was the beginning of the Gula. That's what the Rebbe says. But the Rebbe asking here on line 6-7, what Shaykh says have Boyal Pare that have to us when we don't have a Pare anymore? You have to see the word. You see these words? On the end of line 6 and 7? Line 6 and 7? What Boyal Pare was when there was still a Pari? Nowadays we don't have the clipper of Pari. In other words, we don't have the clipper of Mitzrayim anymore. We are ready, the Rebbe said, all the Berurim ready, finished. So we don't have the clipper. So what Hira can we take from the Inyan of Bayal Pari, right? Very simple. That's question number one. So the Rebbe answers, going, this is line number 8, that there is Pari as we see in Begashmis, then there's a Shailish of Pari as he is Beruchnis, right? Now, what is the Shedish of Pare as he is Beruchnis? The Rebbe explains that the Shedish of Pare as he is Beruchnis is very, very powerful. And the Rebbe brings the Zoya. I didn't bring the Zoya here, but anyways, the Rebbe brings the Zoya. The Zoya asks, why did it say boil Pare? Boy means come. Every time Hashem sent Moshe to go to Pare, Hashem told him, lechel Pare, go. Why did it say here come? So it says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was scared to go to Pari this time. Why? Because this time Pari was in his palace. Not only was in his palace, he was very forceful, he was very aggressive at this point. So, and he was in his greatest power. His greatest animosity, I don't know whatever you want to say. He was in the greatest power at this moment. And so Moshe was scared to go to him. So Hashem said to Moshe, come boy, I will go along with you. Right? So that's why, because Pari at this point was at his greatest clipper, and therefore Moshe, and his strongest, the harshest clipper he was at that moment, this is the beginning of this parasha, boy. Therefore the Abishah said, boy, Pari, go, I'll come along with you. That's why it says boy. Now the Rebbe is going to ask, if we just now explained, we just now said, that what? That Pari, we don't have, one second, no. So the Rebbe is asking, no. The Rebbe is asking, we just now said that Parai has a Shedish in Kedusha. So therefore, we say Parai has a Shedish in Kedusha. That would mean that Moshe was scared to approach Parai as he is in his Shedish of Kedusha, right? So we would have asked, why would Moshe be scared to approach Parai in his Shedish of Kedusha? In other words, what the Rebbe is doing here, let's just explain again what's going on over here. The Rebbe said, boil Parai. How do we relate to boiled pare nowadays? We don't have boiled pare. So the Rebbe is telling us that pare, boiled pare, pare has a shedish in Kedusha. So we don't have the clip of pare, but the shedish of Kedusha is something we can relate to. So now the Rebbe is going to explain this whole pasuk, this whole story, how it is in Kedusha. So now the Rebbe is explaining in Kedusha that Moshe was scared to go to pare. If pare was such a powerful, had such a powerful shedish in Kedusha, why would Moshe be scared to go to him, right? We want to understand how to relate to it in our days, in the sense of Kedusha. So the sense of Kedusha, the Shaila is, why would Moshe be scared to go to him? So now the answer goes like this. So the Rebbe goes, here the Rebbe goes to the end of the page. The Rebbe explains, saying, what are the Kedusha of Pari? What was the powerful Kedusha of the Shedish of Pari? The Rebbe explains like this. You have the Inyan, now the Rebbe is going up to the highest Madregas. What are the highest Madregas and Lakus Eir and Sof, right? In generally, right? So now we're talking about Eir and Sof. So Pari, the Zohar says that by Parei was Parei. The word Parei means that he spread out all the light, meaning all the light of Eirin Sof. This is how the Rebbe explained to him this sicha, that Parei shows on the full revelation of all the light of Eirin Sof. But not only does he show on the light of Eirin Sof, that's not all. Because the Eirin Sof, this is what the Rebbe is explaining over here. Eirin Sof, when you say Eir, it has a certain definition to it. Why does Eir have a definition? Because it's Eir. Eir is the light. It has a certain definition. So Eirin Sof also has a certain definition. However high, however great Eirin Sof is, we always know Eirin Sof is like above everything. Nevertheless, it has a certain definition. It's not like the Eibishter himself. It's Eir. Here, the Eir lost all its definitions. It was beyond its definitions. Why? That's its spiriu. Its spiriu means it was spread out far beyond its definitions. Why? Because it was affected by the Eibishter himself. The Eir Ein Sof was affected by the Eibishter himself, and that is the root of Pari. Pari is rooted in the Eir Ein Sof as affected by the Eibishter himself. Now, what was Moshe's fear? So that explains Moshe's fear was that how the fact Eir Ein Sof affected by the Eibishter, that was not Moshe's fear. Moshe's fear was how can a person in a guf gashmi, as Moshe Rabbeinu is, how could he approach the gilui of Eir Ein Sof as it's being affected by the Eibishter? That was his question. How can he approach Parei? This is in Kedusha, in other words. In Kedusha, Moshe's question was, how can he approach Parei when he's even above all the giluim of Eir Ein Sof? That's the shaila. And the Rebbe says, this is why Parei said to Moshe, next time you're going to see me, you're going to die. And Moshe sort of consented to Parei. Why did he consent? Because Moshe, from his own part, he regarded Parei as someone you cannot approach when you're in a gashmistic body. Mitzad Yisheirish of Kedusha. Why? Because being a body to relate to this oil that it's above all oilers, you can't relate to it when you're in a body. So that's why Moshe consented that, yes, if he's going to see Pari, he's going to die. Because in a human body, you cannot contain such a revelation. Pari was a clip, you could contain it, but Moshe sensed the Kedusha. You couldn't relate to such a shadish in Kedusha. Fine. This is the end of page one. So what did the Abishah say to him? Go. The Abishah said to him, listen, I'm going to go with you. Now this is the point where the Rebbe wants to get to. What was the benefit that the Eibishter is going to go with Moshe? So the Rebbe explained it in these words. He says, when you're talking about Eir Ein Sof, we're going back to the same thing, the same idea of Eir Ein Sof. There's Eir Ein Sof, and it's affected by the Etzem. It's affected by the Etzem, and that's Parei, the Shodesh of Parei. But that is only Eir Ein Sof as it's affected by the Etzem. There's something higher than that. And that is we're still going to get to it. That is when the Eibishter himself comes into the Eir. Not only does he affect the Eir, he actually comes into the Eir. And so the Eibishter, we're soon going to, Rebbe is going to explain this a bit better soon. So the Eibishter said to Moshe, I'm going to come to you, with you. What do they mean, I'm going to come with you? That I'm going to be together with you in the guf. Not only I'm going to affect your guf, I'm going to be with you in your guf. The whole Eibishter is going to be in your guf. Atzmus and Hus is going to be with you, mamish. Not only affect you. And once Atzmus is with you, mamish, of course, you can go and meet Parei, because he's only affected by the Eibishter. And you have the Eibishter mamish with you. And the Rebbe says, this is now, just to explain this a bit better, what does this mean? The Rebbe says, this was a achana to Matan Torah. What is the meaning of Matan Torah? Matan Torah is when the Eibishter himself is actually in the Torah mitzvahs. So therefore, we have a mitzvah, we have Mamis Eibishter, and therefore we can approach anything of Kedusha. Anything of Kedusha. Now, anything of Kedusha we can approach. Now, what is this all related to us? We are talking now about Parei of Kedusha, right? We don't have the Kippur's Parei. So what is our fear, our challenge today? We don't have the Kippur's, we don't have the Goyim obstructing us in Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs. What is our challenge? The Rebbe is telling us to bring a gula. The gula is doch gilu eren sof is doch the highest giluim. How can we, me and you, how can we go and face the gula, bring the gula? I mean, we gilu. So what are the answer to us? That we have the Eibishter himself in our mitzvahs. And with this, we can go and actually come and face the gula and bring the gula. Now, this, just to go quickly to the end of the sikha, I'll just go very quickly. So now the sikha goes on to say, just to bring out the point of the sikha, that everyone wants to bring out, that the Eibishter told Moshe, I'm going to be with you, beguf. And later on by Matan Torah, actually came to every yid, begashmis in the Torah mitzvahs, the Eibishter himself. Nevertheless, whatever happened then was not the full revelation, because it didn't permeate the whole world, like we learned. It was only, through all the Avodah Zman HaGolos, we're bringing down the Eibishter in every aspect of the world. And the Rebbe says, nevertheless, with all the Avodah Zman HaGolos, we've done all this Avodah. Nevertheless, the Rebbe said, in the last generation, there was an Inyan of Istalkus, referring to the Friedrich Rebbe. That means why? Because the revelation of Gdusha, which is happens by the Istalkus of the Tzaddik, was too great to permeate the Guf. With all the Hamshacha of the Eibishter coming down the Torah mitzvahs, nevertheless, it did not have the fullest effect on the world, and therefore there was an Inyan of Istalkus. In our generation, the Rebbe says, this Hamshacha of the Eibishter himself in this world, not only in the Torah mitzvahs, but in every aspect of the world, is complete, the Bishlemus, therefore there won't be any Istalkus, and will go to all the Guluim of Zman HaGula, which include the Guluim of Istalkus, without having an Istalkus. We'll have the Gilui without the Istalkus, and therefore we're going straight to the Gula. That is the point. So no Gilui can be an interference, something too much for us to accept, because we have the Eibishter in our Torah mitzvahs, and we already affected the world. So every Gilui is something we can take begashmis in our guf. So there won't be any Istalkus, and this is the Nekudah what the Rebbe is bringing out. Now, just to go back to the point we started off in the beginning about the Aleph. Because from here in the Sikha, what do you see in the Sikha here? That there's a difference from our generation from previous generations. Why previous generations? Because the previous generations, there was a clip of Pare, right? And nowadays, the Rebbe is telling us, there's no clip of Pare. So what is our challenge? Our only challenge is we have a magnificent Eir of Dusha of Gula coming here. And Lachayr, the Eir of Dusha, the Gula is going to come here. So number one question you can ask, if we're going to be the Gila of Eir and Sof, so where are we going to be? We're going to lose. We're going to be transformed into different people. We're not going to be the same person. We're going to be both of our Mitzvahs. So do I really want to give up on my Mitzvahs? This is a very strong question. This is one of the questions addressed right after Chof Ches Nissen. The Rebbe addressed this question about wanting the Gula. The Rebbe is telling us to want and beg for the Gula. Why should I want the Gula? I'm going to lose my identity as I know it today. So now the Rebbe sort of has told us here that your identity is, you're not going to lose it, because your identity is above anything of any revelation at all. Because you are part one with the Eibishter, right? Now, but coming back to this Nekuda of bringing the Aleph, so this is bringing the Aleph into Goyla, right? Once upon a time, when there was still a clip of Pare, right? So, we said before that when can we identify with the Aleph is only Zman HaGolos when there is opposition to the Eibishter. And we overcome the opposition, that we bring out the Etzim of the Eibishter, which is above Gili, the Etzim which is above Gili, even the opposition is also part of the Eibishter. And that is only that Etzim, the opposition, is also goes along with the Eibishter. That is only can be felt and seen as Zman HaGolos, right? That can only be realized as Zman HaGolos. But there was a big difference from today in the past. Why? Because in the past, when you had the clipper around us, we were in the ghetto, and we were restricted in keeping our in observing Torah mitzvahs. So what we felt, we consciously were aware of, we have opposition. So what was our mind concentrated on? We want to overcome the opposition. So we were busy, Yidden were busy through all the years, even when they had the greatest Mesiris Nefesh. What were the Mesiris Nefesh? To negate the position. To engage the idea that, you know, Once we remove all this opposition, then there will only be a continuous growth in Torah and mitzvahs, and we'll have just only gilui lakus, and we'll never desire to do anything wrong. Why? Because we have overcome all the opposition, so we'll never have any desire to do anything wrong. All opposition we have overcome. That you could not, when you're in Zman HaGolos, when you're busy fighting the opposition, and you can't engage that vision of what's going to happen when you've overcome it already, right? It's very possible. So not very, very simple. So therefore, even though the Aleph can only be realized in Zman HaGolos, when you're in a deep Golos and you're fighting the opposition, even though you're bringing out the Aleph at that point, you do not realize what you're bringing out, because you can't engage the full vision of the Aleph. But in nowadays, when there's no clip-up party, there's no opposition. So what is our challenge today? Our challenge today, as it says in the Sikha, could we have a challenge? How can we face Zakdusha? This challenge, where is this challenge coming from? It's coming from within ourselves. The whole challenge is, how can I take this mitzvah and actually bring the gula with it? It doesn't make that I'm still in my goddess mentality. I know myself. I know I can do so much and so much. To tell me that I'm going to start doing mitzvahs with more dedication and more commitment, and I'm going to see how I can function so much more that I can actually bring the gula, is something in my mind, I haven't engaged yet. I never entertained the idea. I don't feel comfortable. I don't really feel sure about it. So what is our challenge today is only a challenge to identify with the Kedusha. So now, what did we have? Now we can engage the full vision of the Aleph. Once upon a time, Siddhas didn't tell us day and night, bring in the Aleph. That didn't tell us that. Siddhas mentions about the Aleph, but it was always assumed to belong more or less to the Gula. Now the Rebbe is telling us, no, the Aleph, we have to engage it. Why? Because now is the whole challenge in our core to realize that we can do it. What has to be done? Now this is the Nekuda, the bottom Nekuda. At this current point, I feel I haven't decided to myself that the only option is to do Torah and Mitzvahs. The only option to grow in success, unlimited success, is Torah and Mitzvahs. I haven't managed to convince myself about it. Because in my goddess mentality, I never saw it. So now, what happens when I actually overcome all my doubts? What is going to happen? I'm overcome all my doubts. Why am I going to overcome all my doubts? Because I know that all these doubts I have are not an obstruction against the Lakus. I can take my doubts and turn them and change them to acts and dismiss them and turn them to actually put in more energy to bringing to identifying with Holocaust. Every negative phenomenon can be brought to Holocaust. So I can remove all my doubts and turn them over to identify with Holocaust. What happens when I turn over all these doubts? What do you have? I have unlimited commitment to Torah mitzvahs. I'm never going to want to do an Aveda. So who is going to accomplish this chiddush in myself that I should never want to do an Aveda? Where is it coming from? It is coming from me, myself, coming to realize that the only thing which is now holding me back from engaging the Kedusha of the Gula is myself, and I have to now bring in the Aleph and realize that even in my limited self, I'm still in Golos. Why? Because I still haven't engaged the full idea of this Kedusha. I haven't engaged it. So I have to bring the Aleph in my Golos situation and realize all my doubts can be turned over and just brought to use them to serve Hashem. All my restrictions and limitations all can be turned over. And with that, I'm actually that strength and that koyach of recognizing that I can actually transform myself, that creates gula. So when do I see the Aleph? Now, the Aleph was always there in Zman HaGolos, but they couldn't focus on the Aleph. Why? You had the You had opposition right in front of you. Now the whole opposition is within yourself, so you can engage the full vision of the Aleph, and you know that all I have to do is to change myself. But what happens when I change myself? That is Gula. That bring Gula. It is Gula. Because the whole Gula is just overcoming myself. The whole Gula is when I, in Gulas, overcome myself. The Aleph is when Gulas overcomes and it overcomes Golos. When being a Golos, we overcome Golos. That is the Aleph. The Eibishter, even the opposition, also goes along with the Eibishter. That means when in Golos, we overcome Golos. That is the Aleph. Now I can engage the full vision of the Aleph. And that is Gula. That makes sense. Or more or less or not. Or, huh?
When you do a moment.
We had it in Wutzif. It was part of Shmoy's and the area. So I brought it because
You have a Gila as a practice. Bring it into Gila practice.
Okay, fine. You can say it in those words. But here we're talking. You can say it in those words. Okay. But on the Kuta is. Okay, I'm proper. Okay, fine. We can say it in those. Fine. Whatever. Okay, but they make more or less sense or not.
When you do mitzvahs.
In other words, it's not the mitzvah, it's where. Then now the whole Gula is having the awareness that the awareness engaging that I can actually do it. We're talking about the tremendous change around us in ourselves that I can actually do it. That is our only challenge. And that is why we have to have the full vision of the Aleph. That the Aleph is, what is the Aleph? That I in Gula can transform myself. So that's what, just to add a bit more clarification to this, that there is no, when it's Manakul, there won't be any Bechira, right? We're only going to do Torah Mitzvah. So that explains, what do you mean it's not going to be, or that explains, what does it mean it's not going to be any Bechira? It's not as if I'm going to lose my sense of Bechira. No, I now, as in Golos, when I have a choice, I'm going to accomplish myself. It doesn't pay to do wrong. So therefore, in Gzmalag, once I come to realize it doesn't pay for me to do wrong, I'm always going to do good. So where do I get to the Gula? Only through my Bechira. Through my Bechira, I came to that. So the Gula is coming only from within me, that I realized that the Gula is for me, and that is what I need, and I can't. So it's all coming from within me. So therefore, the Aleph is always, when you realize Aleph, in the Gula, when you make that change, In the Gula, you're going to take the benefit, you're reaping the benefit of that Aleph. And you're always going to reflect back that how do I get to my current state is from the change I made to myself in Zman HaGolus. Okay, that's more or less it. Okay,
Makim B'Sam. I did the change in Zman
HaGolus. Well, the Hashem promised us that it's going to happen, so we're going to make that change one day.